Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're halfway through the show. 2 hours left. 2 hours have gone through. So, good morning to those just joining us. We are here to help you out with as much as we can, or as many questions as you have when it comes to gardening, because that's what we're here for, right? That's what we're here to do, is just help you be successful in the garden. So, call us with questions. Otherwise, I'll just talk about things that are timely this time of year, things that we could be thinking about doing, and things we could be working on. There's plenty to do out there in the garden, as you all know. There's plenty that we could be working on, but you know, where should we start? You know, I'm thinking right now, this time of year, a lot of you have already done your planning for the year. If not, that's, you know, that's step one, obviously. But if you, you know, haven't started planning, if you have started planning, what is the first project you're going to do? Where are you going to move to? Where are you going to move in the direction of projects? One thing I want you to maybe add to the project list this year. I want you to look at top dressing your perennial beds, your garden beds, your veggie beds, and your lawn with some sort of organic material. I think that you get more out of organic material, and you can never put too much organic material in the lawn, that this should be done each and every year. This is something that should be done each and every spring. And even just as a light top dressing over the top, we're talking a quarter of an inch of compost over the top of the lawn. When it comes to a veggie garden or a perennial bed, you could do a little bit more. These are all things that should be done yearly, because it's only going to benefit your garden, your lawn, etc. Because organic material works with the microbes that are in the soil. It works with the nutrients that are there. It works with everything so that it works to better your plants, better your lawn, better everything. There is never enough organic material in the soil. So it's definitely something that I would like you to look into doing each and every year if possible. it's something that long-term is going to allow you to use less products in the lawn. Less everything, right? These are all things that are just going to help. Just going to benefit you and your gardens. Now, what do you want to use? You know, I say compost. It could be a number of things. It could be composted cow manure. It could be leaf compost. It could be a lobster compost. It could be an enriching mulch. It could be any of those things. I like to look at something that has a lighter. And when I say lighter, I don't mean weight-wise. I mean a lighter mix when it comes to the soil, the compost itself. So it's broken down to be smaller pieces because then you can get a little bit more to it. The other thing I want you to look at doing is, you know, maybe mowing a little bit lower to allow with some better soil contact right now for that compost. But adding these layers is only beneficial for the plants long term. So really think about it this year, if anything. Now in the veggie garden, obviously you can add a ton of it to the top of it and till it in. It's not something that I would just plant right directly in, you know, just putting compost over the top then planting. I wouldn't do just that. I would look to do some more. You know, so something to make, something to do is add this compost to those areas. Just don't plant directly in compost itself. What else can we be doing out there? If you're seeding, you know, one thing I want you to think about with seeding is, you know, we want to get seed to soil contact. So it does benefit you to mow prior. It does benefit you to do a little bit of the cleanup, get rid of some of the chunky areas, some of the rocks that are in the soil, so that when you do put seed down and you do put a starter fertilizer down, it has some good soil contact. So those are things to be thinking of. What else can you be doing out there? You know, I was reading up information for those of you who have looked into clover as a new alternative to a lawn. One of the things for clover that they want you to do to have a better soil contact is to really almost scalp the lawn when you're mowing it before you seed. So clover wants to have more soil contact. They don't want to be on top of any of the other leaves. They just need to go right to the soil. And so one thing to look at is basically cutting the lawn so close to the ground, you're almost scalping it, because it's going to be better long-term for you to put that clover in. Now you want the clover to build in with the lawn itself, with the blades of grass. I think it's beneficial because they will feed off of each other, not physically, but they will feed from the fertilizer. The one thing when putting in a clover lawn, realize clover makes a lot of its own nitrogen. It doesn't need to be fertilized heavy or with much nitrogen. So if you've gone to a clover lawn, the step program usually doesn't work for you. You want to go with a lighter fertilizer because it's always, usually always a heavy nitrogen fertilizer. And that's that first number. If it's too heavy, you're going to kill the clover and you're not going to be successful. Clover wants to make its own and do its own thing. Clover, a lot of people consider it a weed. And clover doesn't need perfect growing conditions. So clover lawns don't need a lot of fertilizers, don't need a lot of step programs to be successful. So you're going to be able to cut back on some of those things. Now, Is it ideal for you? You're going to have to make that decision. But it's a new alternative out there. There's also, you know, wildflowers growing. Maybe using wildflowers in the lawn, except instead of, you know, just grass. These are all, you know, ideas to build on. Something you can look at. But just realize that, you know, it's not just grass out there any longer. There are other options. I started to talk about it earlier. When you are out working and you're seeing puddles in the yard, maybe puddles in the woods, think about using a product by Summit Responsible Solutions. I want you to think about using the mosquito dunks and the mosquito bits. Mosquitoes are starting to form, but we want to kill them while they're larvae. We want to get rid of them early. And the mosquito dunks and the mosquito bits are used for that now. The dunks can be put into standing water and, you know, it can be 30 days or more. The bits can do the same thing and they're safe for, you know, people, pets, plants, fish, wildlife, all of that. So it's definitely something to be looking at doing because the mosquitoes are starting to come out there, especially with all the rain we've had. Now we're going to take a break. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with a new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency lime. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other limes. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
David's in Exeter.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning. My wife and I have our first cup of coffee with you on Sunday.
Awesome.
Every single Sunday.
Appreciate
and
that.
And by the way, tell Nathan it's not Exeter. We don't have eggs here. It's Exeter with an X. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. Listen, I have some questions about moss, but I got to tell you this real quick. Last September, we brought in a geranium in its original pot from the landscaping company. It has not stopped flowering all through winter. I'm looking at it right now. It's got three flowers and two buds right behind it. So I just find that to be something like the miracle geranium. But anyway, moss. I have questions about moss.
Sure.
So it's my theory that with all the pine cones that we had up here, that it spread somewhat of an acid type of situation. So we've got a lot of moss, and it's kind of that carpet type of moss in the backyard, very wet backyard too. I laid down some pelletized lime, and I also laid down a whole giant big bag of moss out. I have two questions about it. First of all, since it is a carpet type of moss, I mean, real thick, not just patchy. It's, you know, it's really taken off. Do I need to dig that up?
Now, when did you put the moss out on?
Last week, last Sunday.
Have you seen any of the anything happen to it?
No, actually, you know, I'm the guy that says, I tell people about moss out because you lay it down and basically you just turn around and look behind you and it's starting to die.
Yeah, usually that's the case.
Yeah, in this case, it's still there. It hasn't changed color, although there are some spots that are going yellow. But Mike, yeah. So anyway, what do you think about the fact that it's such a carpet?
Well, so one more follow-up question. Did you use the liquid form or the granular?
Granular.
Okay. And so nothing, it's only turned a little light color on some of it?
Yeah, kind of a yellow rather than that, you know, deep Irish green type of thing.
Yeah. Interesting, because it's got the, you know, it's got 10% iron. Sorry.
Yeah.
10% iron in it.
Right.
And that usually you know, greens it up even more if, you know, everything underneath it, right? Because the iron is helps green anything up. So by it turning yellow like that, I mean, some of it should be working a bit.
Well, I am a little on the colorblind side. So for all I know, it's just a lighter shade of green. But yeah, that was, you mean, you asked the question, and the only difference I see is that it's gone lighter.
Okay, now, was the lawn wet when you put it down?
You could say wet just as a result of spring. You know, it's just not dried out like it is in the summertime.
Yeah, so the lawn wants to be, you know, on the back of the package it'll even say it wants to be moist first, and then you need to water it in to get it going.
Right, and it was perfect because I laid it down, it was wet, and we had a rain like a day and a half later.
Oh, so everything's in a perfect situation here.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. So what I might look at doing is on some of those areas, taking like a rough, like a tine rake, not like a leaf rake, just like the flathead rake, and start ripping through it a little bit, because we need to get this moss out into a little bit more onto the soil as well for it to act a little bit. It doesn't sit necessarily on top of the moss, but I think that could be part of this here. It's weird that it hasn't done anything to it, but it could be the form of the carpet moss that you're discussing, right? Now, have you haven't mowed or anything along those lines, right?
No, I don't have any little grass growth back there. That's my next question, but
okay.
I hear the music.
Let's do this. I want you to hang tight, because everybody's having moss issues right now, so this could be answered for a lot of different people out there. So hang tight with me. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
USA News Update.
We would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops.
On Capitol Hill, the House passing a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state but still several miles away, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
But we want to keep everybody safe. It's the most important thing.
Opening statements scheduled for Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan. A jury of 12 and 6 alternates sworn in to serve. Trump telling reporters this is a giant witch hunt. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with David in regards to moss in the lawn. And there's a lot of it right now. And usually a product like Moss Out works really well. I've always recommended using Moss Out or a Moss Max, because, you know, you look at Moss Out, and the active ingredient is one of the higher percentages of the same product in all the moss products. And that's why I've always liked it, because the iron aspect of it is so high compared to the rest of the products. So usually works. I might look at doing is, you know, maybe I'm just hypothetically thinking here, maybe some of it got washed out from the rain that you had after the fact. I don't know. There's a possibility, because I'm having a hard time understanding why it didn't work, because I've used it so many times and I know so many people have used it, right?
I've used it. I'm a real fan of it. Like I said, it's hyperbole here, but you lay it down and it's just about, you know, you're starting to work, you know, 5 minutes after you lay it down.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I'm wondering, you know, putting it down again might not be a bad thing to do. But what I'd like to see you do, and I started to talk a little bit about, was clean up the, you know, kind of rough rake the moss that's there.
Do I pick it up? You said a tine rake. Then I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
You said kind of rough it up, dig it up, and then should I remove it, all the stuff that kind of comes up?
Yeah, so remove some of it, but you want to leave some of it there so we can actually kill the moss and try to kill the spores that are there.
Okay.
So what I'm wondering is, because it's such a carpet, that some of it couldn't get through to the soil to get to where we needed it to be. So maybe that had part of it. I'm not grasping at straws here, but I'm getting to that point with it.
So the moss out actually has to go into the soil. It isn't just like a contact with the moss.
Yeah, it needs to get into the soil as well to get rid of some of it, and I think that could be part of it.
Okay.
Right? What I did during the break, because I just wanted to make sure, I double and triple checked myself too often, but it's just something I need to do to make sure. But it actually states on the package, on the directions for use, a lot. So for best results, apply this product when the lawn is moist. Mow lawn to expose existing moss prior to application. This allows the granules to fall through the grass to the soil and go to work. Okay. So I was just, like I said, double check myself. So maybe it's, that's why I said rough rake it, break it up a little bit so we can get in there, especially with it being such a carpet, and do some of that cleanup. You know, maybe it's just mowing over it and scalping it, right? That might be your rough raking, but we want to get it to the soil so it can help break down underneath and start to kill the moss. And that, because it's such a carpet, it probably, that's the reason. Now, if you were to use the liquid form of moss out, that would be easier to get into the soil because it's just going to drip dry into the soil. So that's why it could work so much quicker, right? Okay. So that could be the difference here between the granular and the liquid form.
Okay. That's a great piece of advice. Thank you so much. But if I'm going to go out and buy the moss out again, then I'll buy the liquid.
Definitely would. Now, here's the thing. You're not just done with the moss once you've killed it. Moss, obviously, as you know, you've done it a few times. You know, you got to remove it once it starts to die. Get rid of it off the property. Get rid of it. You know, put it in a compost pile because it's not going to do anything bad over there, but just get rid of it. Okay. And what I want you to look at doing is taking care of the soil. And a lot of times you need to help break down that soil because it's most likely compact. There's probably trapped nutrients in there. It could be very acidic.
I've got a lot of clay in the soil.
Exactly.
Yes. Go ahead.
So what I want you to use, there's two products. You could use Love Your Soil by Jonathan Green, or you could use Sulfur by Natural Alternative. Either one would work for you. And what I want you to do is I want you to put it down at double the rate that it says. It'll tell you on the package, you know, single rate, regular rate, or double rate. And how they describe it is for doubling the rate, you go over the area twice. Okay, so why I want you to do this is because if you do single rate, it's really just keeping everything the same, you know, copacetic, just keeping it level. We want to actually do something to the soil, so that's why we double it. We're making it a little bit stronger so it can start to break down. And then I actually want you to do this 3 times this season. I want you to do it in 6-week intervals.
Lay down the Jonathan Green or the Sulfur?
Yeah, either one of those in 6-week intervals. You can continue to do everything else that you're doing, like fertilizing, you know, seeding, all those other things. This is not going to affect any of those. What this is doing is going to help break down some of that clay. And what's happening is a lot of the nutrients that you might have put down in the past, or if you've tried to put down, are just stuck there. This is just going to start to release into the area. And I would suggest continuing on with, you know, a fertilization program like you normally would if, you know, because what is also happening is it's releasing all of these nutrients, but some of them are just so much in there, they just flush it out and they don't go to use. So you're not getting everything there. It's not like, you know, we know that it's double the amount of nutrients that are in there, and the plant knows, all right, I'm going to release half of it now and then half later. No, it releases everything. It takes what it can and then moves on. So we want to continue to feed it, but by doing this, it's going to basically bring you back to square one, but in a good way, because now you can regulate how you want the soil by fertilizing, because that clay is holding a lot of those nutrients just in place. It's just sitting there, and nothing is able to move. The moisture sits, and it causes these things. And like you said, you have a lot of the pine. You have a lot of the pine cones. Well, you know that right there tells me the soil is acidic. So, using a product like lime, and use a fast acting lime versus a pelletized lime. Did you say you already put lime down?
Yeah, I did put pelletized lime and then the moss out. Actually, I thought pelletized lime is the fast-acting, but I guess I'm a little off there, too.
So did you use just the regular lime that you'd buy, like a 40-pound bag that does 1,000 square feet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that
box store. Yeah.
Yeah. That takes about 6 months to fully work.
Oh gosh.
Right. Okay. And so they've come out with in the past, 10 years or so, just a product out there. It's a fast acting lime. Depending upon the company, they all have different names for it. Right. The Jonathan Green product is just called Magical. Okay. And it's as soon as it hits the ground, it starts working. It's a calcitic lime, so it's built to start working immediately. Whereas that pelletized lime is a slower release over time. And a lot of times you have to put it down, once a year, every 6 months or every 12 months. Whereas the calcitic lime, if we're trying to build this base up, you can actually put it down 3 times in one season to bring your pH level up. So all of these things being said, one thing I want you to also do is get a soil sample done for that area so you can kind of see what's going on. So we know what's underneath everything. So then you can build even more and say, all right, yeah, I put lime down, but it's not going to do anything. I could actually do more lime because I'm afraid that if you already put lime down, if I told you right now to put more lime down, it might burn some things. So that's why I would want you to do a soil sample so you can look at it and say, all right, I don't have, even though I put lime down, it's so bad I could put more down. You know what I mean? So we're not burning it and affecting it. And you can get a soil sample over to the UMass Extension. Natural Alternative does it. Either one would work.
Yeah, up here we have the UNH Extension. So
yeah, I'm a UMass guy myself. So I always trust them over everyone. But,
but UNH beat you in hockey this year, so, I'm going to go with UNH.
That's okay. We have a national champion. The hockey team has a national championship since sooner than UNH. But that's a different show, different day. Anyway, so those are some of the things to do with the moss. It's not just kill the moss. It's go to that next level and break down underneath it so the moss does not return.
Okay. And the Jonathan Green is just an organic type of thing putting down a lot of chemicals, but I already used the moss out, but Jonathan Green is more of a
Jonathan Green kind of has both. They have both. Okay. They have chemicals and then they have organics, but the Love Your Soil and the Magical are derived from organic material. They're not 100% organic because again, you put in, lime, it is organic, but it's calcitic. It's got some stuff in it, but it's so much, it's worth it. I would look at both of those guys. They're both derived from organic material. And I think they would work really well for you.
Patrick, you have, saved my life here when it comes to the grass out back. I've learned so much in this phone call. And like I always tell my wife, we can go on the internet and search out, answers, but you got to listen to Patrick because he's got all the answers that the internet doesn't have.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. And I really appreciate it. You've also created a lot of work for me. But
yeah, I apologize on that one.
Okay.
All right, David.
Hey,
have a great one.
Patrick. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Cape Cod.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. You're a long morning. Time listener. My wife and I, and we really enjoy the show. And
thank you.
We bought a small strawberry 6-pack yesterday at the garden shop. And they were growing them in these clay pots that have holes around the side, which I potting soil in, and I put the strawberry plant in. Just give me a couple tips on how I should proceed and feed it and how it should perform. And I have one other question. We seem to be always on a week delay on our local radio station, a tape. That's we're listening to you today on the cell phone because it's live. But I don't know why some station down here, it's always a week behind.
Yeah, it's just some of the ways that we're coming to the stations internet-wise. back in November, we had some changes on how it comes out. And so that's some of the things that have happened. You can get a hold of them and let them know you want to hear it live. But we're always, we're here every Sunday anyways.
I think we're going to use a cell phone from now on.
Yeah, you could go right to our website and find out that information from it. Now, okay, let's get into the strawberries here. You're going to keep them in the container, and they call that a strawberry jar, right? What you purchased. So you have the strawberry jar, and you're going to keep it in there for the season, and you want to fertilize it. Now, before I get into the, I hear the music. So if I start talking, it's just going to be broken up by the break. So hang tight with me, okay? On the other side of the break, I'll give you more information on what to do with fertilizing that strawberry. So we're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We were talking with Bob in regards to a strawberry plant that he bought a six-pack of it, put them in a strawberry jar, and was wondering, you know, fertilize it. Now, question for you on those strawberries. Are they ever-bearing? Are they June-bearing? Are they, what's the, do you remember which ones they were?
See, they're, I'd have to look at the little tag that came with the berry, and I don't know if I saved it or not. It was, I think they're ever-bearing, to be honest with you.
Okay. So usually when it comes to strawberries, they need that first season to really establish their roots, to, you know, to do a lot of it, to get them strong enough, right? And at this point, you would fertilize it maybe once in, like, August. Right. What you could do is you, did you say you already planted them?
Yes, they're in one of those clay pots that have the holes in the side.
And you just recently did it, right?
Yeah, yesterday.
Okay. So you could use like a biotone, mix it into the top of the soil a little bit and let it seep into there. That's going to help it get established because that's meant for like transplanting, container planting like that.
So biotone. I seen,
yeah, biotone is from a Spoma. It's a granular form, will help it. You can, you know, feed. I think depending upon the style you have, you want to feed with anything. Maybe even, it's probably like a liquid feed would be best for you. Would, once you start to see the second flush of flowers, because the fruit will start to appear after that second flush of flowers, that right there is when the fertilizer is most useful. Because if you fertilize now, besides the biotone is separate. But if you were to fertilize with just a regular 10-10-10 now, what you're doing is you're feeding the plant in its spot that it is. It's not moving. It hasn't moved its roots deeper into the soil or around the soil. It's in its spot. So it's going to rely on you to feed it. Whereas if you allow it to grow a bit, its roots start going through and start filling in that container, it's going to be able to look for food a little bit more and not rely on you to just feed it every 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So this is something where once it kind of starts getting established, so let's say if you planted it yesterday, look for about 6 to 8 weeks from now. So the middle of June is when I would want you to start like a 10-10-10 liquid food. Right, every couple of weeks, something that's balanced. Right, Bonide has a 10-10-10 liquid food that you can buy in a container. You just mix with water and you put it onto the strawberry plants. But this is something I want you to wait a little bit, let it get established, let it get growing a bit before you do that. Keep watering it, doing all those things that you normally would, but don't feed it yet. Let it get established a bit.
So don't use the Espona then? Just wait.
No, use that biotone, because the biotone is a separate thing. It's not really, it has fertilizer in it, but it's more for when you're planting anything. You know, you're not going to need a lot of it. You need just a little bit. And it's going to help establish those roots. What it has is a product called mycorrhizae in it. The mycorrhizae is a beneficial fungus that attacks the root system, but helps build a bigger, stronger root system. And that's what we're trying to do first, so that later when you do feed it, it has a bigger root system to pull more nutrients, to pull it into the plant, to get that plant growing stronger and bigger. So they work together. It's just one needs some time to help establish, and then the next one will start to be more instant once it's been established within the pot itself.
Okay, great. So a two-pronged approach then.
That's how I would look at it, yes.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bob. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, so got about a minute left, not even, before the break. I know I have a few calls on the line. I appreciate all of you guys being on the line and holding for me. If you hold just for a few more minutes, I don't want to bring you on and then cut you off immediately. It's just I want to have that conversation with you. So we're going to have a break in about 30 seconds here. So hang tight with me on there. But if you want to call, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll answer some more questions with those of you on the line. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.